IRA ends its armed struggle. In a momentous decision, the IRA has formally announced it will lay down its arms and stop its armed struggle against Britain. The step effectively ends 35 years of bloody and brutal violence from one of Europe's best organized paramilitary groups. For over three decades, the IRA bombed the British mainland, often in bars and shopping markets, and killed British soldiers in Northern Ireland. Tony Blair welcomed the bold initiative as a moment in history of unprecedented magnitude. Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams said it presented an unparalleled challenge and opportunity. He said, "There is an enormous responsibility on us to seize this moment and to make Irish freedom a reality." A former IRA prisoner read the statement the world had been eagerly awaiting. It stated, "All IRA units have been ordered to dump arms. All volunteers have been instructed to assist the development of purely political and democratic programs through exclusively peaceful means. Volunteers must not engage in any other activities whatsoever." The statement declared that the armed struggle had been a legitimate one and that the goal was still of a united Ireland and to end British rule. The declaration also stated that there is a compelling imperative on all sides to build a just and lasting peace. Mr. Adams greeted the declaration by saying, "This is the era of the nation builders."